Hey there, Questers. If you love Oculus Questcast, please go to anchor.fm/OculusQuestcast/support so you can learn how to support the show for as little as a dollar. Thank you.
All right. Good evening, Oculus Questers. This is Jay Ness, and I am back for episode 22 of Oculus Questcast. I know it's been some time. I've been traveling quite a lot. It's funny, every time I've been traveling lately, I grab my mic, I grab my recording stuff, and I just never have time to do it. And now this time when I'm traveling, I'm out on the East Coast, don't have my mic. This is all going to be recorded on my iPhone, so apologies if the sound quality is not the best. I'm going to fix it in post as much as I can. And yeah, you hear a scratchy voice. The air quality in where I live is not the best, and it kind of dried my throat out. Now it sounds like I'm sick, and everybody's like, ah, coronavirus, but no, I don't. Hopefully, I don't. And hopefully you guys don't either. Hopefully you're listening to this because you're staying indoors, you're keeping yourselves healthy and strong, and you're like, okay, screw the outside world. I want to go into the virtual world. That's why I'm listening to the Oculus Quest cast. So here we are today. I've got some news for you guys. Let's see what you want to hear today. First of all, I just wanted to quickly go over a few things. I wanted to dive into what's new on the Oculus Quest. Looks like we have Ghost Giant that's out, which is a fairly new release. There's also 11 Table Tennis VR that's been out for a little bit. And the other one I noticed that's now available is O-Shape, which I think would be a great party game. You know, pop that up on a projector and watch other people play it and laugh as they hysterically fail. Looks like there's a few new games out. Also, if you go to coming soon, and yes, I am in the app right now and I am looking at what's coming soon, you have Down the Rabbit Hole, which is kind of like a storybook style Alice in Wonderland game, which it's interesting. It's almost like a pop-up book. You're following it through. Looks like an interesting premise, if you will. And I think it would be one to check out, which would be a lot of fun. You have Guns and Stories, Bulletproof. I'll have to look into that one a little more. Then you have Eclipse, Edge of Light, which is a mobile game that's been reworked to function in 6 degrees of freedom on the Oculus Quest in a world. I don't know if my voice is there yet, but that was pretty cool. That felt good to me to just say it. And the next game on coming soon is Pixel Rip 1995. And yes, I'm aware you can go into the app and look at these things yourselves, but sometimes it's good to hear somebody else validate what you've done in your life. I've opened the app. I've seen those games. This guy is doing it too. Amazing. Pixel Rip 1995. Now, I am really excited for that. And I'll just tell you now, I've actually reached out to the developer. They're based in Brazil. The awesome woman who created this game, her name is Ana Ribeiro. She's the creative director. She was behind Pixel Rip 1989, which, oddly enough, was submitted to the Oculus Quest store, and Oculus turned them down, but they're approving Pixel Ripped 1995, which I don't know. I don't know what kind of crazy, they have like a monkey on the Facebook side just pushing buttons and accepting and rejecting whatever. It's also the reason why you haven't seen Pavlov on the Oculus Quest store officially yet, because they keep denying it for some reason. But Pixel Rip 1995, it's on its way. I reached out to the developer. They're going to send me a copy. They're going to do an interview with me. Hopefully, they will still do those things and their business is not too impacted by the state of the world as we know it today. We also have Facebook Horizon coming soon. The Room VR, A Dark Matter. I think an escape room game is well past overdue for the Oculus Quest. We are coming up now, folks, on 1 year since release. That will be May 21st. I've got to tell you, there's been some amazing things that have happened with the Oculus Quest. We will get into some of those amazing things. We're going to keep going here. Echo VR. You know, I don't know if this is Echo Arena or just, what was that, the other? I'll have to remember what the other name is, but Echo VR, not sure what that one entails. You can click on it and it's going to say Echo VR is your gateway to Echo Arena. Okay. Experience the freedom of zero G movement while hanging out in the Echo VR social lobby. So Is this just the lobby to jump into Echo Arena? Is this connected to the other? Yeah, that's still not very clear. Hopefully, when it comes out, it'll clear things up. Lies Beneath. Now, this game looks really good, and I have a couple of articles to suggest you, the listeners, to, so you can check out what this game is all about. That game looks really interesting. That's what we have coming soon, and what's new to the Oculus Quest. I'm still, frankly, very glad that things are coming out new and coming soon, so I'm going to cut all this choppiness out in post. I think I rely on that a little too much, so I need to be a little better at just making my approach and delivery a little more precise. So I just wasted about 2 minutes there. Okay, so as we move on, we are going to jump right into some news. Some news that yous has been waiting for. Like I'm a newsy. What's that song from Newsies? And the world will know. Yes, they will. Sorry, I'm feeling myself a little bit right now. Even with this scratchy voice, I'm feeling myself. All right. Oh, so this is a really good news topic. I'm sure everybody that has the Oculus Quest has dealt with this in one way or another. And yes, I would be talking about how often you are changing the batteries in your controller. Well, there is a company out there that is building a rechargeable battery into the faceplate of the Oculus Quest Touch controller. So all you have to do is set it in a dock, and it charges the battery. You can pick it up and keep gaming. Amazing. There's an article about it. I'll put the article in the show notes, but this is a product I definitely want to watch. In fact, when this product launches, I'm going to say it right now. When this product launches, I'm going to have a giveaway, and I will create the details of this giveaway, and the giveaway will probably have to include something very, very creative for you Oculus fans out there, upping the giveaway, and it would have to do capturing a photo or a video. Oh, that's even better. A video of your biggest win or biggest fail while playing the Oculus Quest, whether in the real world or the virtual world. It'll be something to that effect. But yes, the company is ONG. There is a link in the article that allows you to sign up for updates as to when this releases, and it's called VR Power Add-on. It was at CES earlier this year. I think that this could be a really good seller because the Quest is a good seller. And frankly, I am done buying batteries, especially the really expensive ones that last 6 times longer, but they still die. So this is a day one must buy. I'll buy two and I'll give one away. And that'll be that. And as I said, remember I said that Pixel Rip 1989 was denied from the Oculus Quest store, but the sequel is free and clear and it's supposed to come out spring of this year. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if coronavirus is impacting their decision to release or not. I know it's impacted movie releases. It's anticipated to impact the newest console releases later this year, and anything that's affected by manufacturing that goes on in China. They're based in Brazil. Hopefully it doesn't. But at the same time, I understand if it does because, you know, the world's kind of stopping in its tracks because of this coronavirus. Moving on, if you have an Oculus Quest and you have SideQuest on that Oculus Quest, there is an unofficial platform for content that has launched in beta version, and it's a web page, and it is a list of every web-based VR experience that is very similar to what is contained in the SideQuest library for the Oculus Quest. The biggest difference is the web-based VR content will allow any headset to support it and allow in-VR users to easily find, explore, and launch content directly from that headset. This sounds super interesting. It's called WebXR, and it is compatible with browsers that use, and it is compatible with browsers that use Google Chrome. Also works on Firefox. So if you are a cheapskate or a teenager, or you don't have a credit card, you're under the age of 13, you want to have multiple VR experiences, this is the site for you. Look up WebXR when you're in your headset. Check it out. Tell me what it's all about. I want to know if it's good or not. I'll probably try it too. I just... Yeah, it's all in the delivery, folks. Now, there are a few more things I want to go over. Before I do that, I want you to hear a quick few words from our sponsors. Check it out. All right, and we're back. Okay, the next story I wanted to go over is there is a free demo for the Oculus Quest called Terminus. And this is from the developers of High Seas, and both High Seas and Terminus will be found on SideQuest. Yes, there are developers who are actively developing for SideQuest. That's pretty awesome. I saw on my Twitter that one of the co-founders of SideQuest actually follows me. I appreciate that follow. You know who you are, girl. I appreciate it. I really want to get into SideQuest. I do. I need to get a second headset, so that one is the one that I fiddle with, because the one I use now, my kids also use, and I don't want anything questionable ever to come on there, because if it did, my wife would literally murder me. So yeah, I'm almost there. I gotta get a second headset. But Terminus looks pretty sweet. Basically, the premise of Terminus is you're exploring the French capital of Paris in the midst of a crisis. There's this mysterious invasion going on. It's swept over the whole city. It's destroying the whole city. And there's black clouds of mist patrolling the subways. And when you play the demo, you are going to sneak past a bunch of creepy monsters and try to find your way out. You can follow the exit signs, it says. And there's a video on here. It's a YouTube video. Looks like you get to wield an axe, which would be pretty sweet. So if SideQuest is your thing and creepy, explorative, axe-wielding, story-driven VR experiences are your thing as well, check out Terminus. Looks pretty cool. Not even gonna lie. I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not. There is, of course, a new update to Oculus Quest, but there's also an update to the hand track. And that is, if your headset comes on and you're in the home screen and your controllers aren't on, it's automatically going to default to hand tracking. And the hand tracking is getting much tighter. I have to say, I've been watching a lot of developer videos as they're using hand tracking. There's one developer that made this quick little demo. I don't know if it was quick for them, but, and it's playing Jenga using the pinching, but every time you successfully move a piece and set it on top of the Jenga pile, your fingers grow longer. And it sounds like a weird concept, but watching them do it, I was like, this is a brilliant idea. Like, I would buy this game, because in one sense, it would be super frustrating, but in another sense, it would be super satisfying to be playing this like multiplayer online and watching your opponent like fumble as you've spent countless hours perfecting your extending finger. What is that called? Perfecting your extended finger prowess. How do you prowess? That is such a weird word. But anyways, I'm getting off topic. I like the fact that if for some reason one of your controller dies, or maybe both dies, it's gonna automatically default to your hands for hand tracking. I can't wait until this is out of beta and this is a full-on thing and every app out there supports it. It'll be interesting to see how far hand tracking is gonna go, and if Oculus Quest headsets start shipping without the controllers for a cheaper price and they just use hand tracking. Now, I mean, I'm talking a little ways down the road, and I know Oculus Quests are really hard to come by. So if you don't have one, sorry, it is a lot of fun. I'll pour one out for you, homie. Okay, now there is another horror title that's coming out. It is coming to the Oculus Quest store, because I did read through it when I was going through the coming soon, and that is Lies Beneath. Now, Lies Beneath takes place in a town called Slumber, Alaska. You're a college student, you come back, and the townspeople have either lost their minds, or they've turned into zombies, or they're monsters, and it looks very comic booky. Again, there's another axe in the image of the video trailer that is also on that is also on YouTube, but it's cel shaded. Looks pretty awesome. It's kind of poppy. It's got this cool vibe going to it, almost like that Killer 7 vibe on the GameCube, except of course the graphics are a little better. Thank you, 21st century. But it looks pretty awesome. Everybody should check it out. I do kind of like the horror genre for VR. I remember when I got that game, Ascended, The Manor. At first, I was kind of scared to play through it. Then I was watching my son and my wife play through it. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to just power through. Ended up not being that scary at all. I think idea of what it should be was way worse than what it ended up being. I like the fact that when you're in a game and you can actually hurt back the things that are trying to hurt you, that kind of takes the fear away from me if I was powerless. Like, one of the most scariest games I ever played was Fatal Frame. I think it was Fatal Frame 1 or 2, the one where you have a sister and you don't have a weapon, you just have a camera. Gosh, that game was so creepy. But it was effective because you feel like you have some sort of power when you have this camera, but the reality is you're pretty hosed. So it's hard for me to say, oh, if I can attack back, this is a horror game. Mainly it's a action game with some horror elements. In my opinion, of course, some people are terrified at the sight of bugs or blood. So that's you. To each his own. The curious tale of the stolen pets is waiting for you, my friends. Another thing I wanted to hit on and talk about was, if you guys know the name Guy Godin, he is the developer of Virtual Desktop. And I do want to get into Virtual Desktop because I've seen people playing Xbox, PS4, Nintendo Switch games through Virtual Desktop on their Oculus Quest. I want to be about that business right now. The news is you have Guy Godin. He rewrites Oculus Quest wireless PC VR feature in that if you have a PC that can run Oculus Rift games, you can play them on the Oculus Quest via Virtual Desktop. You can play them on Oculus Quest via Virtual Desktop, and yeah, you don't need wires or anything. You play your PC VR games directly on your headset, and that is revolutionary, my friends. That is the direction we want to go, right? I want to be able to have my all-in-one wireless headset. Don't need to hook it up to a computer. Apparently the latency is really, really awesome as well. Kudos to you, Guy Godin. You're doing fantastic stuff in your field. And that, the moment I get a PC that can run Rift games, I'm getting Virtual Test. I am going to get Virtual Desktop and I am going to slay my brother. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. All right. Now, there were a couple of other topics I was thinking about going over, but then I had a change of heart. Mainly, before I get out of here, because, you know, time is wearing thin, I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for being super supportive. I know I've been kind of MIA for a little bit. Honestly, from the moment January 1st hit, my life has been absolute chaos, just having to travel California to St. Louis, to Raleigh, North Carolina. And I just feel like I've barely been home. Like I said, though, in those first two trips, I did take my microphone, but I had absolutely no time to record. And here I am without my microphone, recording on my phone. Hopefully I can hop onto my laptop, clean this sound up a bit. But I wanted you guys to know that I love the Oculus Quest. I love this podcast and I love it because you guys are awesome. I believe I still have. I do want to do more giveaways. I do want to do a bunch of things. I'm getting more sponsorship support. That's amazing. I do this because I love it. Thank you guys so much for your support, for your patience, for your understanding. Love all of you out there from all over the world. We're in like almost 80 countries. You guys in Guam are amazing. I have a pretty big following in Ireland, in the UK, of course, Canada, because America's top hat, yo. And Brazil, all over the world. My brother's over there in Australia. You know, you guys, thank you so much for listening, and catch you later, questers. Keep on questing.